You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last Monday marked 1 year since the 2023 general election. Since this election, we've seen a range of policies and changes from this new National-led government, many of which have been met with protest and controversy, leading poll numbers for National to waver. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Katie Nimmin, I asked about how these poll numbers will influence the party moving forward. This past week also saw a reveal that $60,000 was spent on catering for a Health NZ Te Whatu Ora conference in late March. The budget accounted for breakfast and lunch across 300 members, roughly working out to $100 per meal. Given this government's attitudes towards public spending, this reveal has raised some eyebrows. In our weekly catch-up, I asked Katie Nimmin about both of these issues, starting out with the recent poll results. So we've just passed a year since the election, and over this last year we've seen National up and down in poll numbers. More turbulent have been the numbers for Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, who's seen several drops in preferred Prime Minister polling. What's the government taking away from these results?
Oh, look, I think, you know, polls go up and down naturally, and look, mostly we've stayed exactly where we are, sort of give or take one or two, and look, you know, there's always a variation taken into account, and so look, it's just showing that after a year, we're sitting where we were around the election. It's a really good thing, and I think that's something to take away. But at the end of the day, and I know you're going to expect me to say this, that the only poll that matters is the one that happens on election day, and we've still got a couple of years to go, and I think we're doing great work and making a huge difference. And, you know, the poll I take is when I'm out and about talking to the community and getting amazing feedback for what we're doing and what we're achieving. So, you know, I think ultimately the voice of the people is really important, and a poll is just a poll.
Just on another poll, a recent One Usevarian poll found that just over half of New Zealanders think Prime Minister Luxon is out of touch with voters. Will we see some initiatives or effort to address this perceived issue?
Oh, look, and I think the point that you make that it's a perceived issue is important, because, of course, it's not the experience that I have. You know, I've had the Prime Minister, fortunately, in my electorate many times, especially given the after effects of Cyclone Gabrielle. And, you know, the feedback I get is that he's so genuine and really cares about what people think. And, you know, sometimes I've had a hard time getting him out of a room because he just wants to talk to people about, you know, what's interesting to them. And I think it's a really fantastic thing. But, you know, of course, everything is about communication and getting the point across to Kiwis, no matter who they are and whatever their background is. And so, you know, being able to relate issues back to New Zealanders and every New Zealander is a really important thing for us. So, you know, when it comes to communication and the message we give people, you know, absolutely we'll always be looking at ways we can better reach people and better relate to people. But, you know, absolutely seeing the Prime Minister in my electorate interested in meeting people from all sorts of backgrounds, and, you know, love getting out and about and resonates with every issue that affects every person. And so I call that in touch. And, you know, again, like you say, it does come down to perception.
You mentioned the next election. Looking forward a bit, I know it's a bit of a way away, but is National confident for their prospects in 2026?
Oh, look, absolutely. And, you know, no other government's had the quarterly action plans like we have. And I think, man, it's a really game-changing way to do things. You know, the feedback I'm getting in the community is they're loving seeing what we're achieving, and they're loving that we're talking about it and how we're delivering it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it can be getting to the end of the term, when that comes in a couple of years' time, and thank goodness we've still got a couple of years because, boy, it's going fast. You know, people will see and look back and see the CV of what we've achieved and really understand that we have delivered. It's not, you know, high-level theoretical things. It is actionable changes for everyday New Zealanders that will really make a difference. And I think people will really respect that and appreciate that when the time comes.
Moving on to a recent story, it's come out over the past week that $60,000 was spent on catering at a Health NZ conference in late March of this year. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, I can't speak for that. Obviously, that's an issue for the Minister of Health and perhaps for the Minister of Finance when it comes to the message we've sent about savings, and I'm sure that's something that's going to be taken into account. Look, I'm not across the detail of the issue. I'm not aware whether or not the conference was a ticketed event. You know, ticketed events, obviously everything costs money to organise, and usually you recoup your costs. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're really in tight times and trying to save every penny we can and put it to the most important things. And like I say, you know, it's something for the Minister of Health to comment on, but of course there's no surprise what our approach is as a government is to, you know, really be careful about where every dollar is spent and where it's better spent. And so I'm sure that's something that the officials that organised the event will reflect on if it was the case that it wasn't a ticketed event and, of course, all costs were recovered.
We tend to only see these kinds of stories in the media when it's a gross overspend. From inside Parliament, is this number, 60,000, really high or just a little bit higher than the average?
Well,
what's going on?
It completely depends on how many people attended the event. You know, my background's in business events. Yes, it's in transport, but, you know, to give a context, you could pay, you know, $30,000 for buses in one day because you might be moving 5,000 people, or you could pay $600 and be moving 50 people. And it completely depends on the number of people and what you're expecting. So look, I think it comes down to context, and, you know, I'm sure as more details come out, there can be a better picture analysed out of what's happened and avoid getting themselves into this position in the future.
You also mentioned this government's attitudes towards public spending, especially in the health sector, with some claims earlier this year of bloat and overspend there. What would you say to voters who might now see these claims as slightly hypocritical?
Yeah, well, look, at the end of the day, you know, these are operational decisions within the ministry, and the minister can't sort of sign off every single thing that happens. Obviously not appropriate and not an achievable target. And so, look, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it shows that, you know, people are watching it and people do care about it, and we continue to treat every taxpayer dollar with care and thought. And, you know, sometimes these things happen and often they can be overhang and, you know, perhaps precedent from previous years. Perhaps that's what's always happened with this particular event. I don't know enough about it to comment on anything other than speculating. But, you know, for every New Zealander they can trust it as a government, we are being incredibly thoughtful with every taxpayer dollar we allocate within our budget, and really do hold the officials to account when they spend their operational budget beyond that.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking to me about poll performance and catering overspend.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.